弟兄姊妹，我们今天下午分享的题目是你要痊愈吗？
So this afternoon we're going to talk about do you want to be healed?
OK， 这个题目呢是主耶稣在毕士大池边治病。
So this topic is about Jesus being beside the pool of Bethsheba.
我先说一下我们今天分享的大概的内容。第一个是世人的光景。
So we have a couple of topics today. The first one is the human condition.
第二，耶稣的怜悯。
Second is Jesus' mercy.
第三，救恩的道路。
And third one is the path of salvation.
第四，主说信我的人就如经上所说从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。
So the fourth is the Lord said who believes in me is just as recorded in scripture that there will be living waters flowing out of him.
第五，真的痊愈是要顺服，是要认罪，是要住在耶稣基督里。
Real healing takes submission and admission of sins and to live in Jesus.
好，我们首先打开约翰福音五章一到十五节。
So let's open up to John chapter 5 verse 1 to 15.
约翰福音五章一到十五节。约翰福音五章第一节，这事以后到了犹太人的一个节期，耶稣就上耶路撒冷去。
你把念完吧。
在耶路撒冷靠近羊门有一个池子，希伯来话叫做毕士大，旁边有五个廊子，里面躺着瞎眼的、瘸腿的、血气枯干的和许多病人。因为有天使按时下池搅动那水，水动之后谁先下去，无论害什么病就痊愈了。在那里有一个人病了三十八年，耶稣看见他躺着，知道他病了许久，就问他说，你要痊愈吗？病人回答说，先生，水动的时候没有人把我放在池子里，我正去的时候就有别人比我先下去。耶稣对他说，起来，拿你的褥子走吧。那人立刻痊愈，就拿起褥子来走了。那天是安息日，所以犹太人对那医好的人说，今天是安息日，你拿褥子是不可的。他却回答说，那使我痊愈的对我说，拿你的褥子走吧。他们问他说，对你说拿褥子走的是什么人？那医好的人不知道是谁，因为那里的人多，耶稣已经躲开了。后来耶稣在殿里遇见他，对他说，你已经痊愈了，不要再犯罪，恐怕你遭遇的更加厉害。那人就去告诉犹太人，使他痊愈的是耶稣。
Okay, so John chapter 5 verse 1 to 15. Sometime later, Jesus went up to Jerusalem for one of the Jewish festivals. Now there is in Jerusalem near the Sheep Gate a pool, which in Aramaic is called Bethesda, and which is surrounded by five covered colonnades. Here a great number of disabled people used to lie, the blind, the lame, the paralyzed. One who was there had been an invalid for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and learned that he had been in the condition for a long time, he asked him, "Do you want to get well?" "Sir," the invalid replied, "I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stirred. While I am trying to get in, someone else goes down ahead of me." Then Jesus said to him, "Get up, pick up your mat, and walk." At once the man was cured. He picked up his mat and walked. The day on which this took place was a Sabbath. And so the Jewish leaders said to the man who had been healed, "It is the Sabbath. The law forbids you to carry your mat." But he replied, "The man who made me well said to me, 'Pick up your mat and walk.'" So they asked him, "Who is this fellow who told you to pick it up and walk?" The man who was healed had no idea who it was, for Jesus had slipped away into the crowd that was there. Later, Jesus found him at the temple and said to him, "See, you are well again. Stop sinning, or something worse may happen to you." The man went away and told the Jewish leaders that it was Jesus who had made him well.
Okay. 约翰福音第五章记载约翰福音中的第三个神迹，就是主耶稣治疗一个瘫痪38年的病人。
So John chapter 5, this section is talking about Jesus' third miracle in John, which is healing an invalid who was invalid for 38 years.
通过这个神迹显示世人的光景。
So this miracle shows the human condition.
主耶稣的怜悯。
Jesus' mercy.
救恩的道路。
And the path of salvation.
好，我们先从第一方面开始。
So from the first angle.
世人的光景。
The human condition.
我们看约翰福音五章一到五节。
So John chapter 5 verse 1 to 5 here.
这是以后到了犹太人的一个节期，耶稣就上耶路撒冷去，在耶路撒冷靠近羊门有一个池子，希伯来话叫做毕士大，旁边有五个廊子，里面躺着瞎眼的、瘸腿的、血气枯干的许多病人。
Okay, so yeah, verse 1 to 5. Sometime later, Jesus went up to Jerusalem for one of the Jewish festivals. Now there is in Jerusalem near the Sheep Gate a pool, which in Aramaic is called Bethesda, and which is surrounded by 5 covered colonnades. Here a great number of disabled people used to lie, the blind, the lame, the paralyzed. One who was there had been invalid for 38 years.
我们看这是以后到了犹太人的一个节期。
So this happens during a Jewish festival.
好，犹太人主要的这个节期是有逾越节、五旬节、祝棚节。
sorry, I'm not sure what these festivals are in English, but just give me a second here.
Passover, Tabernacle, and Pentecost.
Okay, yeah, thank you.
Okay.那么这三个节期一年有三次要到耶路撒冷朝见神。
So this festival has 3 times they got to go up to Jerusalem.
申命记16:16。
In Deuteronomy 16:16。
你一切的男丁要在除教节、七七节、祝棚节一年三次。在耶和华你神所选择的地方朝见他。
Okay, so Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 16 says, 3 times a year all your men must appear before the Lord your God at the place he will choose, at the festival of unleavened bread, the festival of weeks, and the festival of tabernacles.
因为约翰福音第七章提到了祝棚节。
So John chapter 7 talks about the Feast of Tabernacles.
所以这个节期可能是逾越节或者五旬节。
So this festival is probably one of the other two, which is either the Feast of Unleavened Bread or the Feast of Weeks.
在耶路撒冷靠近羊门有一个池子叫做毕士大。
So beside the Sheep's Gate, there's a pool called Bethesda.
希伯来文意思是怜悯之家。
So Hebrew means the house of mercy.
在这个毕士大池子旁边有五个廊子。
Beside this pool of Bethesda, there's 5 廊子是什么？柱子。Five colonnades. Yes.、
里面躺着瞎眼的、瘸腿的、血气枯干的许多病人。
So there's many different types of people there. There's like the blind or the lame.
因为毕士大意为怜悯之家，所以。有各式各样的病人在四周的廊子等待救治。
So because Bethesda is the house of mercy. There's a lot of invalids there waiting for help.
等水动的时候，因为有天使按时下池子搅动那水，水动之后，谁先下去，无论害什么病，就痊愈了。So
whenever an angel stirs the water, whoever goes into the water first, they will be healed.
在那里边有一个人病了38年。
And so it's in this context that there's someone who's been invalid sitting there for 38 years.
我们看这个神迹里边提到他是在那里躺着，因此他很有可能是瘫痪的。So
in here we read that he's lying down, so it's possible he's just completely paralyzed.
他到底是如何得了这个病?
So how did he get this invalidation?
他是什么时候得了这个病?
When did he get it?
38年是一段相当长的日子。
38 years is a long time.
几乎是一个人的一生。
It's a lifetime for many people.
试想, 一个人一辈子能有几个38年?
How many 38 years do you have in your life?
假如这个人是20几岁得了瘫痪。
So if he got it in his 20s,
那么38年以后，他已经将近60岁的老人了。
He'd be like 60 years old at least.
在这漫长的38年当中,
So in this long period of 38 years of invalidity,
他几乎每天都躺在毕士大池子旁边,
He's lying beside the pool of Bethesda,
等候池子中的水搅动,
waiting for the pool to be stirred,
盼望自己可以第一个跳进去得到医治。
Hoping to be the first one in there.
然而当水搅动的时候，他自己没有能力跳进去。
But when the time of stirring the water comes, so he's too late to jump in the water.
其他同样等候的病人一个个都争先恐后。
Everyone else is faster than him.
没有人帮助他。
No one is there to help him.
总有人比他先跳下去。
There's always someone faster than him.
因为瘫痪病。 瘫痪病人是最没有能力第一个跳进池子的人。Because
paralysis, you can't get in the water by yourself.
于是又一年又一年的过去。And
so year by year, his life goes on.
他的痛苦、孤单、无助最终变成自怜、绝望和放弃。
His pain and loneliness turns into depression and he gives up.
毕士大池子旁边的情形,
So the situation beside this pool,
像世人困苦的境况,
It's like the human condition of depression.
被疾病缠身的人,
All these diseases and disabilities.
被痛苦折磨的人,
And you're tortured by your sadness in life.
被抑郁困扰的人。
EU, sorry, I don't know what that word is.
Depression.
Depression? All right, so you're suffering from depression.
Yeah.
Right.
被罪恶捆绑的人。
You're ensnared by sin.
正像毕士大池子旁边的那些瞎眼的、瘸腿的、血气枯干的人。
It's like the condition of sitting beside the pool of Bethesda where you have you're ensnared by your disability.
第二部分,
And so from this topic we'll move on to the second topic of Jesus' mercy.
耶稣看见他躺着,
And so when Jesus sees this person lying there,
知道他病了许久,
knows that he's been there for a long time.
就问他说, 你要痊愈吗?
And he asked him, do you want to be made well?
病人回答说, 先生,水动的时候,没有人把我放在池子里, 我正要下去的时候,就有别人比我先下去。
And so in verse 7 says, Sir, the invalid replied, I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stirred. While I am trying to get in, someone else goes down ahead of me.
耶稣知道那人病了许久,就问他说, 你要痊愈吗?
And so when, because Jesus knows that he's been invalid for a long time, he asks him, do you want to get well?
我们可以思考一下。
So we can think Well, let's think for a moment here.
耶稣为什么要问这个瘫痪三十八年的病人这样一个听起来非常奇怪的问题呢？
Someone who's invalid for 38 years, why would you ask them, do you want to get well?
你要痊愈吗？
Do you want to be made fully well?
我们有时候到医院去探望生病的弟兄姊妹或者慕道的朋友。
When we go to the hospital, visit people that have health issues.
但我们可能从来没有问过病人这样的问题，你要痊愈吗？
Usually we don't ask a patient in the hospital, oh, do you want to be made well?
难道有人不愿意痊愈吗？
Is there someone who doesn't want to be made well?
难道耶稣问错了吗？
Is Jesus asking the wrong question here?
耶稣没有错。
He didn't make a mistake.
因为渴望痊愈和开始行动做出改变是完全不同的两码事。
Because just hoping to be made well versus bettering your condition is two completely different things.
正像这个瘫痪三十八年的病人。
Just like this invalid who's invalid for 38 years.
耶稣问他，你要痊愈吗？
Jesus asked him, do you want to be made well?
他却抱怨说，没有人帮助他。
Yet he complains, no one's helping me.
你要痊愈吗？
Do you want to be made well?
先生，水冻的时候没有人把我放在池子里，我正要去的时候就有别人比我先下去。
Sir, I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stirred. While I'm trying to get in there, someone else goes down ahead of me.
我们看，这是约翰福音中典型的灵与肉的对话。
This is the classic battle in Book of John between the spirit and the flesh.
这个病人38年肉体瘫痪。
This person is invalid for 38 years in the flesh.
伴随着的是他孤独。
Accompanying him is loneliness.
怨恨自怜。
Hatred and self-loathe.
绝望的精神瘫痪。
Giving up, a feeling of giving up in his condition.
以及他不认识真神，活在罪中的灵魂瘫痪。
In addition to his not knowing who God is and living in a condition of sin.
当主耶稣问他，你要痊愈吗？
So when Jesus asked him, do you want to be made well?
主耶稣是愿意他灵魂体的全然康复。
He wants his complete being to be made well.
而这个病人所关心的只是肉体的医治。
Yet this individual is only worrying about his physical flesh being made well.
当主耶稣问他你要痊愈吗的时候，
So when Jesus asked him, do you want to be made well?
是要他的注意力瞩目在那位天国的大医生耶稣基督身上。
He wants to bring his focus back to the real healer who is Jesus.
而这个人的注意力始终定睛在毕士大池子里的水。
Yet the person, his whole entire life's focus was on the pool.
当主耶稣站立在他面前要施恩于他的时候，
So when Jesus is standing in front of him,
他却不认识他到底是谁。
He doesn't know who Jesus is.
当然也无从呼求主名。
And he doesn't call on the name of the Lord.
希伯来书四章十六节。
Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16.
得连续蒙恩惠做随时的帮助。
Reading verse 16 here. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need.
我们看到何等悲哀的景象。
So we see the sad condition here.
当救主耶稣基督站在众人中间，
When we see Jesus standing among the people of this world,
毕士大池子旁边挤满了瞎眼的、瘸腿的、血气枯干的人。
And we see beside the pool of Bethesda all these invalids.
但没有一个人认出他来。
But none of them recognized who Jesus was.
没有一个人呼求他的名。
None of them called on his name for help.
寻求他的帮助。
Asking him for help.
这也就是 我们要传福音的原因。
And so this is why we preach the gospel.
瘫痪三十八年病人终于陷于绝望。
And so for this 38-year-old invalid, he's in a state of hopelessness.
因为他把自己的希望寄托在自己、别人和毕士大、池子的水等虚假错误的盼望上。
So he's put his hope on either himself or people around him or this miracle, miraculous pool.
我们再看主耶稣如何医治这个瘫痪三十八年的病人。
But how did Jesus heal this person?
约翰福音五章八到九节。
So John chapter 5 verse 8 to 9 explains.
耶稣对他说，起来，拿你的褥子走吧。那人立即痊愈，就拿起褥子来走了。
Verse 8 to 9 says, Then Jesus said to him, Get up, pick up your mat and walk. At once the man was cured, he picked up his mat and walked.
主耶稣以他的权柄发出三个命令。
So Jesus had the authority to give him three commandments.
起来，拿起你的褥子，走吧。
Get up, pick up your mat, and walk. Three commandments right here.
那人便立即得了痊愈，拿起褥子走了。
And at once the man was cured, he picked up his mat and walked.
福音书中记载了许多耶稣基督常以他的全能的命令实施医治的神迹。
So in the Gospels, it talks a lot about Jesus healing people, his miracles.
我们翻开马太福音八章十二节。
So let's take a look at Matthew chapter 8.
马太福音。
Matthew chapter 18. Chapter 3 verse 18. Sorry.
马太福音八章十二节。
Chapter 8 verse 12, sorry.
对于罗马百夫长的仆人，耶稣对百夫长说，你回去吧，照你的信心给你成全了，那时他的仆人就好了。
So actually, Matthew chapter 8 verse 13, it says, Jesus said to the centurion, Go, let it be done just as you believed it would. And his servant was healed at that moment.
我们再翻开马太福音九章二十二节。
And let's also take a look at Matthew chapter 9 verse 22.
对于患血漏的女人，主耶稣对他说，女儿放心，你的信救了你。从那时候 女人就痊愈了。
So in this section, Jesus turned and saw her. Take heart, daughter, he said. Your faith has healed you. And the woman was healed at that moment.
马可福音二章十一节到十二节。
Mark chapter 2。
对于被朋友抬到耶稣面前的瘫子，耶稣对他说，我吩咐你起来，拿你的褥子回家去吧。那人就起来，立即拿褥子当众人面出去了。
So Jesus said to the paralyzed man, I tell you, get up, take your mat and go home. He got up, took his mat and walked out in full view of them all.
我们再看约翰福音四章五十节。
So let's take a look at another one, John chapter 4.
对于加百农大臣的儿子，主耶稣对他说，回去吧，你的儿子活了。
Sorry, which, 第几章第几节？
第四章五十节。
第五。So John chapter 4 verse 50, speaking to the centurion, Speaking to a centurion, Jesus told the centurion, Go, your son will live. The man took Jesus at his word and departed. And his boy lived.
主耶稣基督的治病。
So Jesus' way of healing people.
正是彰显他作为弥赛亚的权柄。
Was a display of his authority as the Messiah.
这个权柄我们看以赛亚书三十五章五到六节。
And
以赛亚书三十五章五到六节。
So let's take a look at Isaiah chapter 35, verse 5 to 6.
35:5-6, Isaiah 书。
Isaiah chapter 35:5-6.
那时，瞎子的眼必睁开，聋子的耳必开通。那时，瘸子必跳跃像鹿，哑巴的舌头必能歌唱。在旷野必有水发出，在沙漠必有河涌流。
Verse 5-6 it says, Then will the eyes of the blind be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then will the lame leap like a deer and the mute tongue shout for joy. Water will gush forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert.
主耶稣的医病也彰显了他作为好牧人的怜悯。
Jesus' way of healing people shows and also shows his being a shepherd of his people.
我们看马太福音14:14。
Let's take a look at Matthew chapter 14:14.
马太福音14:14。
Matthew chapter 14:14.
耶稣出来，见有许多的人，就怜悯他们，治好了他们的病人。
When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them and healed their sick.
主耶稣的医病。
Jesus' healing of people.
因为他付出了医病的全部代价。
He committed all the costs of healing people.
这个代价，我们看彼得前书2:24。
So what is this cost? Let's take a look at 1 Peter.
彼得前书2:24。
Chapter 2:24.
这个代价就是。他被挂在木头上，亲身担当了我们的罪，使我们既然在罪上死，就得以在义上活。因为他受的鞭伤，你们得了医治。
So in 1 Peter chapter 2:24, Jesus, he himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed.
我们再看第三部分，救恩的道路。
And let's look at the third section, the path to salvation.
我们打开约翰福音5:10-15。
So let's take a look at John chapter 5.
约翰福音5:10-15。
Verse 10-15.
那天是安息日。所以犹太人对那医好的人说，今天是安息日，你拿褥子是不可的。他却回答说，那使我痊愈的对我说，拿你的褥子走吧。他们问他说，对你说拿褥子走的是什么人？那医好的人不知道是谁，因为那里的人多。耶稣已经躲开了。
Okay. So it says, the day on which this took place was a Sabbath, and so the Jewish leaders said to the man who had been healed, it is the Sabbath, the law forbids you to carry your mat. But he replied, the man who made me well said to me, pick up your mat and walk. So they asked him, who is this fellow who told you to pick it up and walk? The man who was healed,had no idea who it was, for Jesus had slipped away into the crowd that was there.
对于一个瘫痪了38年的病人，
So for someone who's been invalid for 38 years,
现在竟突然拿起自己的褥子行走，
and suddenly they're able to pick up their mat and walk.
犹太宗教领袖没有感到 奇迹，而从而赞美神。反而恼羞成怒，严厉谴责。今天是安息日，你拿褥子是不可以的。
So the Jewish leaders, instead of going, wait a second, this invalid of 38 years, wow, it's a miracle that he's like walking and picking up his mat and everything. Instead, their focus was, it's a Sabbath. Why are you picking up your mat and walking? It's a Sabbath. You're not supposed to do all this.
当被医治的病人说。是那叫他痊愈的人吩咐他。
And so when this invalid tells them that it was the person who healed me that gave me this commandment to
拿你的褥子走吧。
To take up my mat and walk.
宗教领袖就言辞追问，是谁对你说拿你的褥子走吧？
So they followed up and really wanted to know who told them to do this thing.
我们知道安息日是神为人的益处考虑。
So we know that the Sabbath was made for humans.
让人甚至仆人、婢女、牲畜都可以得到休息。
So that people could have like a time of the week where they could rest.
并在安息日可以默想神、敬拜神。
And have a time of doing nothing except for thinking and worshiping God.
我们看《申命记》五章十三节到十四节。
Let's take a look at Deuteronomy chapter 5.
申命记五章十三到十四节。
13-14.
六日要当劳碌做你一切的工，但第七日是向耶和华你神当首的安息日。这一日，你和你的儿女、仆婢、牛、驴、牲畜，并在你城里寄居的客旅，无论何工。都不可做，使你的仆婢可以和你一样安息。
So it says, 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, neither you, nor your son or daughter, nor your male or female servant, nor your ox, your donkey, or any of your animals, nor any foreigner residing in your towns, so that your male and female servants may rest as you do.
宗教领袖将遵守安息日的条例作为对人的约束条件。
So for the religious leaders of the time of Jesus' time, they made this a rule that they had to follow. A strict rule that you had to follow.
主耶稣本来可以避开安息日这一天治这个瘫痪病人。
Jesus could have healed this person on any other day, not just the Sabbath.
但主耶稣特意为要纠正犹太宗教领袖的错误和偏差。
But in order to point out the irony of the situation, he did it deliberately on a Sabbath.
指出法利赛人的宗教虚伪。
To point out the religiosity of the Jewish leaders at the time.
我们看马太福音二十三章第四节。
Let's take a look at Matthew chapter 23.
马太福音二十三章第四节。
Verse 4.
他们把难担的重担捆绑起来，搁在人的肩上，但自己一个指头也不肯动。
So talking about the leaders, the religious leaders at the time, he says, they tie up heavy, cumbersome loads and put them on other people's shoulders.But they themselves are not willing to lift a finger to move them.
基督信仰不是宗教，乃是人与创造宇宙之主的亲密关系。
A believer in Jesus is not following a bunch of rules for the sake of following rules, but it's a relationship with God.
主耶稣自己曾经给永生一个清晰的定义。
Jesus in the past gave eternity a definition.
我们看约翰福音十七章第三节。
So let's look at his definition that he gives in John chapter 17.
约翰福音十七章第三节。
So in chapter 17 verse 3.
认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
Now this is eternal life.That they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent.
因此，永生是人与父神和耶稣基督之间的一种深切亲近的关系。
So, what is eternal life? It's a close relationship with the only true God and Jesus Christ.
新约如此，旧约也是如此。
Whether or not it's before or after Jesus' time, it's all the same.
亚伯拉罕被称为神的朋友。
Abraham was called a friend of God.
我们看创世纪十五章第六节。
So that reference is from Genesis chapter 15.
创世纪十五章第六节。
So in verse 6,
亚伯拉罕信耶和华，耶和华就以此为他的义。
It says that Abraham believed the Lord, and he credited to him as righteousness.
我们看后来约翰福音五章十四到十五章记载，后来耶稣在殿里遇到他，对他说：“你已经痊愈了，不要再犯罪，恐怕你遭遇的更加厉害。”那人就去告诉犹太人，使他痊愈的是耶稣。
Later, Jesus found him at the temple and said to him, "See, you are well again. Stop sinning, or something worse may happen to you." The man went away and told the Jewish leaders that it was Jesus who had made him well. So this is verse 14 and 15 of John chapter 5.
从这一段我们可以看到主耶稣暗示这个人的病与罪有关。
So from this we can see that Jesus makes the connection between the person's physical invalidity and his sinful nature.
在福音书中我们经常会看到这样的记载。
In the Gospels, we'll see that connection that he makes a bunch of the times.
每当主耶稣治病的时候，经常说一句，你的信救了你。
He often says when he's healing someone, your faith has made you well.
但这段圣经没有提到人的信心，反而是给了一个严厉的警告。
But instead of telling this person, your faith has made you well, he gives a strict commandment.
我们看约翰福音，约翰福音五章十四节。
So in this section, verse 14,
这个警告就是不要再犯罪，恐怕你遭遇的更加厉害。
His caution is to tell them to stop sinning, or something worse may happen.
我们想，有什么比三十八年瘫痪更糟的情形呢？
Let's take a moment and think about it. What is worse than 38 years of invalidity?
那就是地狱中永远的刑罚。
It's the invalidity of eternity in hell.
好，我们看第四部分。
So let's look at the fourth section here.
主说，信我的人就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。
So the Lord said, whoever believes in me, just as is written in scripture, he will have rivers of living water flowing through them.
毕士大池也有叫恩典之池。
Bethesda is also known as the pool of grace.
为什么这么多人守着毕士大池没有得到恩典？
And so why are there a bunch of people clinging to this pool and never being healed?
我们看，即使是跟随耶稣周围的人，心里也未必信。
So there at that time of when Jesus was on the earth, there were a lot of people who followed him but didn't believe him.
我们打开约翰福音七章，我们看。
So let's take a look at John chapter 7.
一到九节。
Verse 1-9.
这是以后。耶稣在加利利游行，不愿在犹太游行，因为犹太人想要杀他。当时犹太人的祝棚节近了，耶稣的弟兄就对他说：“你离开这里上犹太去吧，叫你的门徒也看见你所行的事。人要显扬名声，没有在暗处行事的。你如果行这事，就当将自己显明给世人看。”因为连他的弟兄说这话是因为不信他。耶稣就对他们说，我的时候还没有到，你们的时候常是方便的。世人不能恨你们，却是恨我，因为我指证他们所做的事是恶的。你们上去过节吧，我现在不上去过这节，因为我的时候还没有到。耶稣说了这话，仍旧住在加利利。
So in this section, it says, After this, Jesus went around in Galilee. He did not want to go about in Judea because the Jewish leaders there were looking for a way to kill him. But when the Jewish festival of Tabernacles was near, Jesus' brothers said to him, "Leave Galilee and go to Judea so that your disciples there may see the works you do. No one who wants to become a public figure acts in secret. Since you are doing these things, show yourself to the world." For even his own brothers did not believe in him. Therefore Jesus told them, "My time is not yet here. For you, any time will do. The world cannot hate you, but it hates me because I testify that its works are evil. You go to the festival. I am not going up to this festival because my time has not yet fully come." After he had said this, he stayed in Galilee.
我们看耶稣基督的弟兄不信他。
So we see that his own physical brothers did not believe.
我们看在毕士大池边的有病的、瞎眼的、瘸腿的信的是什么
？So what did the invalids beside the pool of Bethesda believe in?
他们信的是毕大池。
They believed in the pool.
我们再看新约撒玛利亚妇人的。祖宗他们信的是什么
And what did the Samaritans believe?
我们看约翰福音四章约翰福音四章十九节到二十三节
And so the Samaritans in John chapter 4 verse 19 and onwards it says
约翰福音四章十九节到二十三节
In verse 19 to 23 in John chapter 4
妇人说先生我看出你是先知我们的祖宗在这山上礼拜你们倒说应当礼拜的地方是在耶路撒冷耶稣说妇人你当信我时候将到你们拜父也不在这山上也不在耶路撒冷时候将到如今就是了那真正拜父的要用心灵和诚实拜他因为父要这样的人拜他。
So this section says, Sir, the woman said, I can see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you Jews claim that the place where we must worship is in Jerusalem. Woman, Jesus replied, Believe me, a time is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You Samaritans worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know, for salvation is from the Jews.Yet a time is coming, and has now come, when the true worshippers will worship the Father in the Spirit and in truth, for they are the kind of worshippers the Father seeks.
主耶稣告诉他们要相信我，我才是羊的门。
Jesus said, I am the door. You need to believe in me.
我们看这个神迹当中提到了一个门叫羊门。
So we see in John chapter 5, the section that we're talking about, there's this door called the Sheep's Gate.
那么谁是真正的羊门?
Who is the real Sheep's Gate?
我们看约翰福音十章七到十一节。约翰福音十章七到十一节。
In John chapter 10, verse 7 to 11.
所以耶稣又对他们说我实实在在地告诉你们，我就是羊的门。凡在我以先来的，都是贼，是强盗。羊却不听他们。我就是门，凡从我进来的，必然得救，并且出入得草吃。盗贼来，无非是要盗窃、杀害、毁坏。我来了，是要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。
Therefore Jesus said again, Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who have come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep.
由此看出主耶稣才是真正的羊门
And so we know that Jesus is the real sheep's gate
我们看约翰福音七章 三十七节到三十八节。约翰福音七章三十七节到三十八节。
Let's also take a look at John chapter 7, verse 37.
节期的末日就是最大之日。耶稣站着高声说，人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。信我的人，就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。
Verse 37 to 38 says, On the last and greatest day of the festival, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, Let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from within them.
我们看第五部分，真的痊愈是要顺服，是要认罪，是要住在耶稣基督里。
So let's take a look at the five topics I have here that true healing requires submission, admittance of sins, and to live in Jesus.
我们看真正的顺服需要，真正的痊愈需要顺服。
So real healing requires submission.
约翰福音五章八节里边，耶稣对他说，起来，拿你的褥子走吧。
So the section that we're talking about here, John chapter 5, verse 8, Jesus says to the gentleman, Get up, pick up your mat and walk.
这句话让我们可以亲自的感受到这个瘫子的病已经好了。
This section, we can see that this person, he's fully healed.
另外从这句话我们也能感受到，当这个瘫子改变生命以后，也要改变生活，因为原来你躺的垫子，现在是你拿垫子，你的举止也要改变。
So now we see that not only is he healed, he completely changes the way he lives, right? Because he picks up the mat instead of lying on the mat, and he's a completely different posture now.
从这句话我们还可以看出来，走吧是命令。要顺服。
So from this phrase that Jesus says, we also see like get up, it's a commandment.
第二，真正的痊愈要认罪。
And so the second part of this topic, we need to admit our sins.
约翰福音五章十四节，后来耶稣在殿里遇见他，对他说：“你已经痊愈了，不要再犯罪，恐怕你遭受的更加厉害。”
And we see in this section, John chapter 5, verse 14, Later Jesus found him at the temple and said to him, See, you are well again, stop sinning, or something worse may happen to you.
你已经痊愈了，表示神迹会发生在任何一个人的身上，不管他信还是没信，不管他有没有信心，还是不管他有没有信心。我们看。
So miracles can happen. Doesn't matter who you are. Doesn't matter if you believe or don't believe.
我们看出埃及记三十三章第十九节。
In Exodus chapter 33.
出埃及记三十三章十九节。
Verse 19.
耶和华说，我要显我一切的恩慈在你面前经过，宣告我的名。我要恩待谁就恩待谁，要怜悯谁就怜悯谁。
Verse 19 says, And the Lord said, I will cause all my goodness to pass in front of you, and I will proclaim my name, the Lord, in your presence. I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion.
不要再犯罪，恐怕你遭遇的更加厉害。耶稣提醒他，你不仅需要医治身上的病，也需要医治灵魂。
So in verse 14, he tells him to stop sinning or something worse may happen to you. You need to be healed physically as well as spiritually.
如果要从自己的错误认识和错误的依靠中走出来，就要认罪。
If you want to walk out of a wrong mindset, you need to admit that you're wrong. You need to admit your sins.And come out of that situation.
我们看约翰一书一章九节。 约翰一书一章九节。
So First John chapter 1 verse 9.
我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
So in verse 9 it says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
真正痊愈的第三，真正的痊愈是要顺服，是要认罪，是要住在耶稣基督里。
And so the three parts about for being fully healed, the third part is that you need to be living in Jesus.
每一个人都希望躲在自己的避世大池里。
Everyone wants to hide in their pool of Bethesda.
但是我们要扪心问，我们真的要痊愈吗？
But we need to be honest with ourselves and ask the question, do we want to be healed?
我们只有住在耶稣基督里。
Only when we live in Jesus.
才有真正的痊愈。
There will be complete and true healing.
我们看约翰一书四章十六节。
First John chapter 4 verse 16.
约翰一书四章十六节。
Verse 16.
神爱我们的心，我们也知道，也信，神就是爱，住在爱里面的，就是住在神里面，神也住在他里面。
And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in them.
十七节
Verse 17.
这样爱在我们里面得以完全，我们就可以在审判的日子坦然无惧，因为他如何，我们在这个世上也如何。
So in verse 17 it says also,that it says, this is how love is made complete among us, so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment. In this world, we are like Jesus.
约翰福音第五章，耶稣医治一个瘫子的神迹，清晰地表明世人的光景。
So in the section of John chapter 5, we're looking at the invalid that was healed by Jesus. We see his condition.
瞎眼的无法看出神话语的真理。
The blind won't be able to see the truth in Jesus' words.
瘸腿的无力遵行神话语的真理。
The lame won't be able to will live and walk out his life.
血气枯干的身心衰败无力自救。
Those who are dried out, they won't be able to heal themselves and help themselves.
那些陷于沉沦无力自拔的人必须仰望主的怜悯和拯救。
Those who are absolved to their fates, they won't be able to help themselves.
瘫痪三十八年是众多形形色色病人中最为绝望无助的。
And what better example of hopelessness than this example of a 38-year-old invalid?
主耶稣主动寻找他，亲手医治他。
Jesus deliberately sought this person out and healed them.
主耶稣怜悯世人身心的疾苦。
He shows mercy on his people.
他更在世人灵魂的救恩。他更在意世人灵魂的救恩。
And he's concerned about his people's spiritual condition.
主耶稣道成肉身。
And so, Jesus, he came in the flesh.
在十字架上为罪人舍身流血。
God incarnate, he gave his life on the cross.
为要拯救诸如瞎眼的、瘸腿的、血气枯干的罪人。
In order to help those who are lame and blind and sick and dried out.
成就赦罪的救恩、永生的福分。
In order to heal them completely.
赐给一切愿意呼求他名的人。
To whoever will call in his name.
路加福音十九章第十节。
Luke chapter 19,
路加福音十九章第十节，人子来为要寻找 拯救失丧的人。
Sorry, 第十九章第几节？
第十九章第十节。
So Luke chapter 19 verse 10, it says, Jesus said to him, Today salvation has come to this house because this man too is the son of Abraham. For the son of man came to seek and to save the lost.
如今主耶稣基督已经完成了十字架救恩，但世人必须以信心回应。
And so, because Jesus today, he's completed that work on the cross. What is our response? We need to respond to it.
离弃从前的罪恶。
Are we leaving our previous selfish, sinful life?
悔改归向救主耶稣。
And repent and turn to Jesus for help.
否则即便有强壮的身体。
Otherwise, so that we can, 即便有强壮的身体是什么意思？
即便，对，就即使你有强壮的身体。
Oh, so even if you're physically well.
啊，对，到头来还是要遭受更加厉害的永刑的刑罚。
There may be a future more strict.Future for an individual who is like that.
今天我们每一个人都要面对耶稣基督的问题。
So every day we need, so today we got to answer this question that Jesus poses at us.
你要痊愈吗？
Do you want to be healed?
你愿意认真悔改脱离恶习吗？
Do you want to repent of your sins and turn to Jesus for help?
你愿意相信接受耶稣基督吗？
Are you willing to believe and repent and believe in Jesus?
你愿意开始行动寻求改变吗？
Are you willing to take the steps to walk that walk and change your life?
好，这就是我今天的分享内容。谢谢。谢谢您。谢谢您。
毕士大的十字是一个你看见神迹的地方。今天在我们的身边，我们能不能看见神迹？看弟兄姐妹有没有什么分享问题 ？Welcome questions for today's sharing. For pastors, that's the pool of miracle.
我想说一个哈，我这是一个见证，就是有一天我去查经班，然后我的手机就掉了，而且我不知道我掉在哪里，就后来呢，等到去教会的时候，教会有很多圣经，至少好几百本，结果后来因为每个人一进去就拿一本拿一本拿一本，结果后来想不到我拿到我那一本的时候，居然我的手机在里面。
So I one day, there was one day I lost my phone, and I didn't know where I lost it, right? So then I went to church and I was looking for Bibles, and someone pulled out a Bible and my phone was stuck in there for some reason.
No, actually, it's I personally pick up the Bible by myself. You know,
I picked up the Bible.
Personally pick up the Bible.
Yeah.
You know, without, I just find my, you know, iPhone inside the Bible. For me, that's a miracle. 在我来说，这是一个 miracle.
Yeah.
这么几百本 Bible.
Yeah. Sure.我也有一次啊，我有去那个我的那个叫银行有一个叫那个 safety box right 那里有存东西，我要拿重要的东西，然后呢
so one time I had a safety box where I wanted to get some important stuff.
Really important. 然后我去，那不是有两把钥匙吗？
And we have two keys for the box.
有的要一百，要一百几十块钱。